Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Tracy DeGuerre. Tracy is a passionate advocate for proactive well-being care. Her passion and knowledge have developed over a 40-year love of learning about health and well-being. The Substantial Well-Being best-selling book is a holistic summary of an approach that works with our natural resources to unfold our potential for a healthy and satisfying life. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
You know, Tracy, for those that don't know you yet and don't know the wonderful contributions you've made to holistic health, could you share a little bit with us about how you came to that passion and purpose in life?
Well, when I was growing up, I lost a lot of days at high school from being so sick, from sort of digestion and headaches. And my family took me off to different doctors and nothing seemed to really help. And when I sort of got to become an adult, and I sort of tried to use some nutrition things, and I was a vegetarian and I experimented a little bit myself, but it was a little bit too ad hoc and I didn't have that self-awareness, really. I was just very stressed and I didn't realize the impact. So when I got older, I sort of looked into naturopathy, I looked into Chinese medicine and different things, and I found different gems within these other disciplines. And as I matured and understood myself more and what was going on, I was able to get progressively better. And then also I wanted to help other people because I recognized I wasn't the only one in that situation.
Oh, that's beautiful. So tell us a little bit about how you have helped other people. And then I'd love to hear about your book.
Okay. So I've worked as a naturopath in a number of clinical settings for 25 years. Before that, I did it more just sort of on a volunteer with family and friends because I had five children and so I was, you know, raising them up. Then as a naturopath in that type of setting, usually you have the more complicated people come in or complicated situations because if it's easy, they would have solved it going into a health food store or going into just their local doctor. A lot of people had already done lots of medical tests, and they really needed to have a holistic perspective. And sometimes, you know, the herbs would help solve part of their situation, and stress management would also contribute something. Understanding how they responded in different situations, different people. Some people, when are more quiet, so when they have to go and work or be in social situations, their digestion can get impacted because their nervous system is responding to their environment, and that impacts the capacity to actually process food. So I had people come and say, you know, when I'm in this situation, I can eat these type of food. I could eat a curry. When I'm in another type of situation, this is one example, I get very sick and I even get a rash out. And so I would have to learn to listen to their story and we would try to find the pattern of what was going on, and then we could find the different components which was contributing to their experience. Everyone has a unique journey. There's not sort of one absolute diet for everybody on the planet. So to find what works for us, we need to look at the pattern of our own response in different environments. So that's what I discovered from working with a variety of people who it wasn't just a sort of a simple thing. It's a chronic, ongoing situation. If you have been well and you suddenly get a cold or you get the flu, there's one solution. But if you're constantly not well, you have to really look at it more deeply. You have to look at the more subtle influences. And even encouraging some people, you know, put certain music on. The music that we listen to has an effect upon us. Some music makes us feel more uncomfortable, and other music just helps us to move and to be happy, and that helps our health. So I've sort of, you know, by my own journey and working with people, I've really come to respect that we do have an inner capacity to be healed, but we have to work with it consciously. And that's a very important point. We have our own responsibility. I can cook you up lovely food, which would be very healthy, but I can't digest it for you. That's your part of the story. And helping people to take back their health from just giving it to the medical world or to other people of power in their life and really claim it for themselves and really enjoy discovering who they really are and how they can shine has really been a wonderful experience for me, to see people change their life and find hope again that they can be healthy and they can manage their sort of journey in their own well-being journey is wonderful.
That is so, so empowering. So tell us a little bit about how you started writing.
Okay. Well, in conjunction with a GP and a Chinese medicine person, I had done many health assessments with people. We had this whole process of people would come in and they would get the blood tests and get their pulse and tongue read, and I would give people homework to do. As part of the process, I would meet them first and I would give them the results from the other practitioners 1 week or 2 weeks after. So I would give people homework about their food diary and also homework about mindfulness. So we saw a lot of people through this and I started seeing a pattern, and many people, just even the simple mindfulness exercise I gave them about walking, really got me thinking. And they said, oh, it's just amazing what a difference it makes and how it helps me to feel better about everything. And so sort of these simple exercises were having such a big impact on a whole range of people with lots of reasons why they came in. I thought, oh, I have to write this down. You know, it was sort of like the book actually was like something I couldn't not do. I'm not a natural writer. I don't really enjoy writing that much, but I had to write it down. I had to sort of put it in a form that it could be a reminder to people. And I've had a few people say, oh, I keep it by my bedside table. And I've read it a few times and I go back to certain things because in a certain day, it just reminds me, oh, practice that. I'll try this approach. And so I wanted to have a reference for people to remind them that they can do something to help themselves and to reclaim their power and to go back to the simple. Sometimes, you know, you watch programs or watch advertisements or you have a conversation and things become too complicated. But it was a reminder to go back to the simple and just go back to breathing, for example. Go back to using your own imagination to help yourself, reclaim it from worrying and things like that. So I had to sort of write it down. I had to write it down. I couldn't not write it. So that's why I started writing.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what readers can expect when they explore the Sustainable Wellbeing book.
Okay, so it gives an outline of what are the components of well-being? You know, what do you need to consider? It's not just exercise. It's not just what you eat. It's also how you feel about things, what you believe about yourself and your life, and really giving people the tools to just acknowledge these different components and how they change in different seasons in your life. You have certain needs for different types of food, for example. If you're pregnant, you have different needs than someone who is older. And to just sort of acknowledge we have different time periods in our life. We have a different rhythm. So it's to know those components, but also to give tools and ideas of how you can work with them, how you can incorporate that awareness into your daily life and expand your own well-being capacity so that it is sustainable. It's not trying to take people away from I'm healthy if I'm not sick. No, there is so much potential inside of each person that if we put into place awareness and constructive action and have fresh food and beautiful experiences in nature on a regular basis, more of our potential can come out, and we never know what we might create in our life and bring into the world. One of the things that is in the book as well is that we create circles of care where we care for ourselves and we care for others. We care for our own environment and we care for the environment around us. And part of being well is finding the way to love, to give love to other people and to give love to ourselves. And we won't feel completely full until we have something that we really invest in. We have to know ourselves and then forget ourselves by investing in other people or in our environment or with animals or nature. And that's an important part of being well, you know, having that circle of love. It's not just loving ourselves and it's not just loving others. It's loving both in a circular way. And as we expand our capacity in either direction and bring it in the opposite direction, then we go up in the sort of beautiful spiral shape of what nature, when you look at a plants unfold, they have this spiral, and we can experience the same thing in our own lives. So that's what I've tried to plant in the book, that it's a self-discovery book, but with a guide of what to be looking out for and what to cultivate within yourself.
So for people who are just starting out down this path, do you have a couple of favorite tips from the book you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Always go for fresh food, not processed food. The first fundamental of well-being is that if you want to have a good outcome, you need good inputs. And the first good input, fresh food, not processed food. If it's come from a factory, it's probably not that good for you. You're better off eating less but fresh food and getting fresh water and getting also fresh air. The other thing is giving the mindfulness practices, learning to just be happy, to breathe, to just more slowly breathe out than you breathe in. It helps deal with anxiety. It helps lift us up from depression because it takes us out of overthinking. One of the things that really impacts our well-being in the modern world is dealing with all the news and information inputs. But if we can have some period each day where we just breathe, we're just happy to notice what happens in our own bodies when we take in air and when we breathe out, and we can be contented with just noticing that breathing and noticing how we walk when we're walking, our contact with the earth and feeling I have a relationship with the earth through my feet, I'm having that relationship, then we can feel less isolated. And I think one of the sort of terrible things of modern life, it's how isolating it is. We have a lot of information, but we don't have as much quality relationship. And the first relationship really is with ourselves, which we need to cultivate and just sort of turn off all the other stimulus and be friendly with ourselves. We always take ourselves with us, so if we can make a friendship with ourselves, it's a wonderful asset to take through life. So that's what I would like, you know, people to start off from.
So if you were looking at the world and the impact that you have on the patients that you've seen and the people you've worked with and now this wonderful best-selling book, which will impact people all around the world, if you were to look at that almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you, Tracy?
One of my legacy hopes is that the future generations can learn from the mistakes that we have made, to go down the too processed line and to be distant from who we truly are, and to leave a legacy that life is valuable. Each person is valuable. And if people could really take in that they are a precious part of the whole of humanity, that would be very wonderful. Every single person has got something to contribute and is contributing, but they could contribute more if they really valued themselves and valued that we are one humanity. That's what I would really like to be able to cultivate.
What a beautiful thought. So, Tracy, if people would like to connect with you, is there a way they can do that on the web? I know your book, The Sustainable Wellbeing Book, is available on Amazon and all major book retailers, but is there some place where they can connect with you on the web?
Yes, there's two ways, healthfoundations.com.au or vibrantcontentment.com.
Tracy, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us. I so appreciate your time and sharing all of this knowledge and the wonderful sense of empowerment where everyone can help themselves to have a wonderful, healthy, and satisfying life. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazine, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK. MYBIZ.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.